Hello and welcome to the practice, to your practice of Yoga Nidra. This practice is one of self-love. It is a remembering of your wholeness and the essence of who you truly are. And so take your time and gather any props and supports. This journey can be done on your back in a supine or lying down position, maybe even a seated position in a zero gravity chair or a reclined seat. Wherever you land or lay, just allow yourself to be fully supported, warm, and comfortable. This practice is a gift of forgiveness. They go hand in hand, don't they? Self-love, self-care, forgiveness, whether you need to forgive yourself or a loved one or someone else in your life, past or present. When we speak of forgiveness, it's important to also speak about resentment. Resentment can harbor space in our body. We hold on to that. It becomes this thick, tar-like sludge energetically. Resentment, that sludge held in the body, creates holding patterns of resistance if it's not addressed. So there is no need to force here. By simply being open to this practice, you're already doing the work. Just by being open and surrendering, you are addressing any resistance, any resentment, right? Any of that sludge in the body. You won't get this wrong. Know that this practice may have some difficult parts if your heart is a little vulnerable, and that's okay. You can hover off and drift off and return back as needed, as you're ready. I'll be here. I'm not going anywhere. And so taking your time, lay your body down. No rush at all. A cord connection, important to speak to that. Forgiveness, resentment, black gunk. Now, a cord connection is a deep soul connection that can even transcend time and space. We may love so deeply, and yet we're left with our heart in our hands sometimes. Some people are not meant to be in our lives for an eternity, but rather for a season, for a lesson, for a chapter, a gift. Sometimes the closure that we need, the answer to the mystery of it all, is just trusting that there is a lesson in every wisdom and in every wound. The greatest gift we can gift ourselves is gratitude, love, and acceptance, so we can move on and continue to move forward. In the cycle of birth, life, transition, We are all equal. There is no hierarchy. There's no winners, no losers. We are all these soul selves on a collective journey. And there is infinite good waiting for you. Abundance, healing, presence, happiness is open and available to us all. We are all worthy to tap into that source. So all you have to do is be open and receive. All right, really needed that waffle to set the tone here. Let's dive in together. I've got you. Once you feel yourself settled, symmetrical, supported, if you haven't already, close your eyes and simply tune inwards to your breath. Tune inwards, tune in to your natural, beautiful breath. Now wrap your awareness around your heart. Wrap your awareness in your heart-filled presence. Feel the ground cradling your body, fully held, fully supported. Feel the air and the space cocooning and cradling your body. Fully held, fully supported. Feeling your whole self here. Could you welcome yourself fully? You are so loved. Feel this now as you wrap your awareness around and in your heart-filled presence. You are so loved. Feel this now. Feel the palms of your hands from the inside out and the soles of your feet from the inside out. Feel your right ear, your left ear. Feel both ears together and locate the space between your eyebrows, the space between eyebrow center. Feel your right ribs and your left ribs. Feel both sides of the rib cage together and locate the space between heart center. Feel your heart. Continue to feel both of your hands, both of your feet, eyebrow center, heart center. And wrap in, add in your navel center. So you feel your hand, feet, brow center, heart center, and navel center. Notice how your brow, heart, and navel center are all connected. like a tethered cord, grounding you, holding you, and stabilizing you at your core. You are safe within this framework of your body. And connect your awareness back to the heart and breathe here, dear one. Become aware of the depth of your breath, the way your inhale glides in and your exhale dances out, breathing with every pore of your being. Notice how each time you breathe in, you are receiving everything you need from the whole. And each time you exhale, you release what no longer serves you to be integrated, processed, and dissolved back into the environment. There's this universal flow. Receive and release. Receive and release. Now surrender your breath to the innate intelligence, that wonderful wisdom of your body. Allow your body to breathe itself. And welcome all parts of you here. Fall back in love with yourself and with this beautiful moment. From this place, we begin the practice, the journey, the remembering of Yoga Nidra. And set a sankalpa for your practice. If you're already working with one, you can call upon it now. And some examples could be, I trust, I let go, I surrender, I forgive, I am whole, I remember, I release, I receive. Use clear, positive intention and repeat your sankalpa 3 times with purpose. Feel it from your heart. Now tune in, tether to the sound of my voice, my vibe, as I guide you through a heart focus body scan. And simply bring your awareness to each area and feel that you are infusing each area with love and light. Begin by resting your present within your heart and feel the warmth of love. This love and light moves from your heart up to your eyebrow center. the right eyebrow, right eye, the right temple, right cheek, right side of the jaw, throat, right collarbone, the right shoulder, right arm, right hand, and all five fingers, thumb, index, middle, ring, and right pinky finger. Now sense the right armpit, the right side of your chest, right ribs, waist, and hip. Feel the right leg all the way down to the ankle, the right foot, and all five toes, big toe, second, third, fourth, and fifth. Feel the whole right side of your body in love and in light, your whole right side. Now bring your awareness to your left toes and foot. Left big toe, second, third, fourth, and fifth. From left foot to the ankle, up through the whole left leg into the left hip, the left waist, ribs, chest, and armpit. Now feel the left fingers, thumb, index, middle, ring, left baby finger, the whole left hand, and the whole left arm up to the shoulder, the left collarbone, left side of the throat, jaw, left cheek, temple, eye, eyebrow, and back to the eyebrow center. Finding your midbrain space, the space between your ears, midbrain space. Feel the whole left side of your body wrapped in your awareness, the whole left side. Now feel both the left and right sides. Feel your heart, eyebrow center, and both sides of the body together. The right and the left, wrap and filled with your heart-filled presence. Feel your whole body. And notice how your heart-filled presence creates this supportive framework for your experience, so you may fully feel, fully release, and receive. Whole body. And with this awareness of and within your whole self, feel the universal flow and dance of your natural breath. As it moves in, you receive, and as it flows out, you release. Feeling that universal flow and dance of the breath as it moves in and out. Allow the edges of your body to dissolve, so all that remains is your breath. You, your breath, and a space around you, connecting you to the whole. Return your awareness back to your heart. Rest your awareness here, knowing that in this experience, in this moment, you are fully held and safe. And allow yourself to feel the spectrum of emotions I name. Feel them completely and know that I will guide you always back to wholeness. For a moment, allow yourself to feel resentment. What emotions are associated with resentment? What does this emotion feel like in your body? When there is an experience, a feeling of resentment in your body, how do you feel? Release the feeling of resentment completely. Allow it to fully dissolve from your body. Now, what does forgiveness feel like? Where does this capacity to forgive begin? What does this feeling feel like in your body? What accompanying felt emotions or sensations are connected to the feeling of forgiveness? And let this feeling go completely and return back to your heart. Feel your whole body breathing effortlessly with the environment around you. Feel yourself integrated and whole, resting here. Return back to wholeness. Again, aware of the breath and how it glides in, and how the exhale dances out. That universal, effortless flow of the breath, continually plugging you into the whole. This dance of receive and release. Feel cradled by the earth and the air in connection with the whole. You are fully held, fully supported, breathing in, receiving, breathing out, releasing. Every exhale, releasing disappointment, shame, blame, anger, fear, ego. Release it all. Feeling the body breathing effortlessly. Inhaling to receive. Exhaling to release. Now notice once again how your brow, heart, and navel center are all connected like a tethered cord, grounding you, holding you, stabilizing you at your core. You are safe within the framework of your body. Your light and energy are in this universal flow together, plugged in to the universe above, below, all around. Bring your awareness to the top of this cord, the eyebrow center, falling back to a space between eyebrow center and midbrain, the space behind your closed eyes. What do you see here? Now, allow yourself to see someone that you need to forgive. It could even be yourself, a version of you. Call upon this person, this situation. And this is not a memory of who they were, but where they are now, regardless of distance and time. Call upon this person, this situation, even if they've made their transition. Feel into where they are in the present. No dialogue, no story needed. Don't be afraid. You're supported here. You're plugged into the whole. Call upon this person that you need to forgive and see them in real time. Notice the expression on their face, their height. What are they wearing? How do they carry themselves? Where are they? Where are you both? What details do you notice? Now see yourself standing in front of this person at a comfortable, appropriate distance, of course. Take a deep breath. Look at them in the eyes and say to this person or situation now, I forgive you for not being who I wanted you to be. I forgive you and I set you free. I forgive you and I set you free. I forgive you and I set myself free. See this person dissolve and separate from you. You are no longer connected. This is no longer controlling you. Release this person completely. Release the situation completely. Cut the cord. Release. And set yourself free. Resting into this spacious awareness. Are there any emotions that would like to arise, process, and move through you? Could you allow for that, remembering that you are held in this sacred space? What needs to be felt? What needs to move? Keep your heart open. With an open heart, with your whole body connected to the whole, I want you to ask a question now. A question that you are seeking an answer to. It's not necessary that you know the answer right away, but by posing the question, you open yourself to receive something that you need here. Guidance, wisdom, direction, advice. So ask and then listen. Listen with your whole body. Listen with trust in yourself. In the cycle of birth, life, and transition, we are all equal soul selves moving in the collective. Can you give yourself and the other the gift of acceptance? This is your opportunity to move on, take the steps, feel this now. What does it feel like to move on? To move on in forgiveness, to move on in acceptance. Feel moving on. You are a necessary part of the collective. You are worthy of taking up space, so feel larger than yourself, integrated and part of the whole. You are so loved. Feel this love now, and with that open heart, know that this isn't the end of your journey. Acknowledge the depth and the journey of transformation you've just been on. All that you faced, all that you have overcome, this person you are always becoming. Return back to your body. Your body, your mind, your heart, connected, aligned, and free. Remember this feeling. And allow a final message to come forth from your heart in the form of your Sankalpa. Your Sankalpa. Three more times now. And rest back into your pores. Within your physical form, rest into the support that you feel, held and cradled here. Feel the palms of your hands from the inside out, the soles of your feet from the inside out. And allow the awareness of your hand and your feet to integrate your heart-filled presence through your entire body. Perhaps you deepen and lengthen the breath. Perhaps you invite small, gentle movement, awakening your body, maybe into some organic stretches or shimmies or wiggles or shakes. Take a big belly breath in to receive. Exhale to release. Allow everything to drop and integrate. You can stay on your back. Give yourself a squeeze and roll over onto your side. Maybe flip to your belly or rise to a seat. Being in a pose in a way that embodies love and respect for yourself. Connect fully with your breath, with your body, and the whole. Falling back in love with yourself, with this moment. And even as you transition out of this practice, this journey, you remain tethered, connected, integrated with the whole, supported, nurtured, and cared for always. Trust your intuition. Trust yourself. Like an ear to the universe, listen, and you shall always receive. Keep listening. You are worthy of love, of trust, of letting go. Closing this practice now with an open heart. With my hands at heart center, I bow to you. Our practice, our journey of Yoga Nidra is now complete. Namaste, dearest friend.